The journey's hard. The journey is riddled with failure, and that's why most people don't do it. Most people aren't willing to get on that journey because they're afraid to fail. You, my friend, have failed. Congratulations. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to you because it shows that you're alive, it shows that you did something, and it shows that you're growing stronger.
We have to accept
fear. Now go fucking
fear.
Fail again, bro.
Accept losing. It's part of what helps us grow. It helps us be better. That's part of life. And I'm always listening to scholars and sociologists and people, and they just keep reemphasizing that point that we're in a society right now, and it's true that we want everyone to be equal, and there is no such thing. We can all be equal. I mean, we're all built generally the same, but not everyone's built to pursue the same thing. But we should have the freedom, and I agree with that. And I think it goes back to, you know, when you're a parent and you want your kid to be successful, that's subjective to how you think versus how your kid thinks and what they want to do and what they view as being successful. But the one thing I feel through it all, no matter what path you take, is that you have to take the L's, the losses, the failures that come along with pursuing success, pursuing what it is that makes you happy. Because in every path that everyone takes, for every Bill Gates, for every person that's out there that we look upon as making it, they've gone through their fair share of losses. And that's something that I think we're getting away from. We're trying to make everyone equal. And I always talk about this, that the things, everyone has pros and cons. There is a pro to being a male versus a female. There's pros and cons in being a person of color versus white, so on and so forth. Being tall, being short. And you just have to know what are the advantages and make the best of them. And not to say that you can't go out and do other things, but for the most part, you have to got to know what wheelhouse you're in as far as just strengths and use them and maximize them. And I think there's something wrong with that. But I don't feel that we should be in a position either to try to put other people ahead, right? I mean, there is some income inequality, but will the problem be fixed if everyone had the same income, if everyone got paid the same? Because it doesn't reward the people that are out there trying to make it, that have the potential to make more. I don't think it's fair to them. You know, I'm a big proponent of that. It's that we should have the freedom to hustle, to work hard. But we should not penalize the people that just want to be steady Eddie either. And we also, by that token, we should also help people that are, you know, not in a position to provide for themselves and just at least provide short-term assistance. And I think that's something that always resonates with me, because you never taught the power of losing, of failure. That's something that we all have to accept. In order to move forward, in order to be what we want to be, we have to take L's. To be a better person, you have to take some L's. You know, I've taken some L's as far as, you know, relationship. I've been dumped. I've been divorced. You know, and you learn from that and you be better. And that's all you can do. And then same thing with basketball. In sports, that's why I love sports. I think that's something that every kid should do. I think, you know, they should be involved in something where you're competing. And whether you win or lose, you know, you have to learn how to lose graciously. You have to learn how to take those L's and learn from them. You know, like in basketball, wasn't good. I took an L in basketball. Wasn't good enough. And it's okay. You accept it, you embrace it, and you be better. And you take all the lessons you learn from it, and you move on. And I think it's no different in a career, in a job, in anything you do. Any business endeavors that I've taken on. Real estate sales, I failed. You know, I failed during the economy. I wasn't able to survive. Boom, I had to go back to the real world, right? Go back to getting a real job. And that's the thing that happens, is that, you know, you have this adversity that happens all the time in our lives. And you have to, from all realms, from not being able to maintain relationships to friendships to all of these things, and you have to take that L and be better. But part of it too, as well, it comes to, you know, when you get so adversarial, when you're trying to not accept things graciously, then it creates more discord, especially in relationships, meaning with other people. So, for example, if I'm mad at somebody and they're mad at me, and they're not trying to communicate, they're not trying to have no compromise, come sit down at the table, let's have a meeting of the minds, then yeah, it's not going to get resolved. No one's winning here, right? So you have to be able to take that loss, have that grudge, put it aside, and come to that, you know, come to that middle ground and try to find something where, you know, you can agree to disagree, but at least be respectful to one another. And I think people just get caught up in winning all the time and having everyone winning. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's what how life is made. You know, it's supposed to – we all have a bear across the bear, as I like to say. We all have our plight. We all have our challenges. And we just have to own up to them, clean them up, carry them, and do the best in life as you can. You know, I don't sit here and cry about all my disadvantages that I've had. I don't. I can't. It's just not fair because people have had worse. People in life have been through so much more. And for me to go ahead and try to peg myself as a snowflake and special that no one's been through what I've been through, it's not fair. And I just wish that people at a younger age were taught to take those losses. It's okay. Just learn from them. Be better. And doesn't mean because you can't, you have failure in something in your life, doesn't mean you can't learn and be better. And I always keep reemphasizing that. It's okay to not have success all across the board, but you have to accept it and you have to own it. And I think that's a part where people, I think, have a problem with it. They can't own up to a lot of things they do wrong. They can't own up to the things that have happened. They blame it on other people. They play the victim. It's never about them. It's never about what they've done to put themselves in that position. They got to blame other people. And that's including myself, you know, but I've gotten better about that, and I've moved on, and I've been better. And I think that's part of talking about this is that you have to realize when you're just, you know, stuck in mud and accepting failure. It's so huge and part of our growth and in part of our success. And that's the thing that's magical about it. And the sooner that we can teach that, that's the one thing, man. And that's the way, again, it comes back to sports and challenges and all of these things, man. I want to instill that in my daughter. I want her to compete because I think that's a monster you could reel in later. All of us that are still struggling through life and are still trying to find our way or realize that the way we've been is not the way to be anymore, we realize that we're able to reel that in. You got to reel in that monster. I'd rather you reel it in than to try to instill that in you, right? To instill to be an ass, to be a go-getter, to be ambitious. I think you can scale that back much easier. It's kind of like when you're a strict parent like me. I consider myself a bad cop as a parent. And I think it's easier for me to reel it in, to be a nicer dad, you know, be a mean dad, right? And be a dad that is feared. But then when I have to be nice and be loving and caring, I could do that. But the stigma's there of me being an evil dad, and that's okay. I'll take that because the alternative is, I believe, it's harder. It's harder to change that perception. It's harder to be soft and then turn on hard. And I think that in life we have to teach our kids to compete, to be ambitious, to if you want to be something, go get it. Got to pay a price. And you're going to fail a lot. You know, just be an ass about it. You know, don't cheat. If you try to cut corners, you know, you're going to pay the price too later on. So you're going to have to find ways to succeed, but doing it the right way. And if other people cheat, that's fine. That's on them. That's not on you. So I think that's something that, you know, and I try to keep it simple with that thinking. But these are all things that growing up, no one sits you down and talks to you about. No one sits there and says, you know, son, I want you to play sports and compete because you're going to learn in life that you're going to have a lot of things that are going to happen that are not going to go your way, that are not going to, you know, happen the way you envision them. And it's up to you to persevere through it. It's up to you to be better from it, to learn from it. And life is that way. And same thing with relationships. Not everyone that you know you're going to stay friends with. Things are going to dissolve. You're going to move on. You're going to have to change, adapt. And it's okay. You know, same thing as relationships. You know, if someone does something bad to you, something traumatizes you, then you have to be able to pick up the pieces and move on and be better. And I just keep reemphasizing that. But, man, it's something that we are just not cognizant enough in our teachings to other people and to ourselves. Like, we just kind of want to blame play the blame game. We want to go ahead and let it be known that, hey, man, it's someone else's fault that we're not succeeding. Like, I am where I am because I chose to be here. It's not because of anybody else. You know, I can't blame my lack of quote-unquote success or financial, whatever you want to call it, you know, success on anybody else but me. It's on me. The onus is on yours truly. Just like as far as me not being successful in relationships, not being successful with a relation, you know, just people relating and being distant, whatever you want to call it, whatever flaws people see, and I can address myself and then own it. But I think that, you know, just hearing people, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and all these things, and it just makes me realize that we don't emphasize enough. It's okay to lose. Like, it's okay, you know, if you don't do certain things, it exposes you. It exposes who you really are, and then it causes you to be better, to figure out something. You know, you're either going to get on the horse and find the answers, or you're going to go ahead and cry your life away. And I just don't prescribe to that. I really don't. And I hope that, gosh, for my daughter, that she just go ahead and gets up on it, man. Just who cares, man? You fail, you fail. Nothing wrong with failing. Nothing wrong with not being good at something. But don't feel sorry for yourself. I think that's something that I just love, man. I just love the power of being able to be good, right? To learn from your mistakes and soak in it. Don't dwell in it, but soak in it. Take it in, realize it, and then go from there, man. And then just try to be better. I keep saying that over and over, but that's my mantra. That's the way I think, man. It's like, you know, you just got to – life is about trial and error. And when these mistakes happen, these things occur, you just got to be able to say, hey, man, you know what? Just didn't work out, and it's okay. You know, I can't worry about people judging me or, people that do judge you, people that do want to talk shit about you. Those are the same people that really are really miserable with themselves and are not happy, and they're trying to find a way to be better. Or not trying to find themselves to be better, but they're trying to find a reason to feel better about themselves. And I think that's something that you just have to be very mindful of. Goodness, in this world, man, there's just so many people get off on that. Social media helps with that. They just kind of go ahead and check out other people's lives and make sure no one judges me. That's what it's all about. So crazy times, man, crazy times. But I think it's important to talk about that. It's important to talk about not being afraid to fail. So important, yet not talked about enough.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.